The U.S. economy surged by more than 7% in the third quarter, its best showing since the first quarter of 1984. The growth was broad-based, led by a burst of consumer spending and a big pickup in business investment. But even as the economy expands, employers remain hesitant to create new jobs. Other economic numbers released yesterday helped to explain why. NPR's Elaine Corey reports the cost of employee benefits also is rising, and that's put a damper on hiring.
Growth in the third quarter was explosive, 7.2%, according to the U.S. Commerce Department. That's more than twice the pace of the prior 3 months. Bruce Kassman, head of economic research at J.P. Morgan Chase, pronounced it cause for celebration.
The numbers were spectacular. It was the strongest number we've seen in almost two decades, and it was a very good number in terms of what it implies for the economy going forward.
During the last quarter, consumers went on a buying spree, proof, according to the White House, that the president's tax cuts had their intended effect. Inventories fell, a signal that factories might soon start churning out more goods. Kassman says the stage is set for sustained future growth.
This was a very good quarter for corporate profits. Confidence is moving up. Demand is picking up both in the business sector and in the household sector. We're seeing this picture where exports are picking up as well, and it all points to not as strong growth going forward, but pretty solid growth as we move into next year.
So all indicators are go, with one big exception. The economy lost an additional 41,000 jobs in the third quarter, and employers show few signs that they're ready to start hiring again. It's not because salaries are too high. The jobless recovery of the past 2 years has kept a lid on wages. Something else is scaring them off, says Rakesh Shankar, an economist with Economy.com.
For the past 3 years, health benefit costs have really skyrocketed, and that really is posing a big hindrance in terms of new hiring.
As the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported yesterday, medical benefits spiraled up by 6.5% in the third quarter alone. Healthcare inflation has been an ongoing headache for employers, such as Linda Gold, the CEO of M3I Works, a San Jose web design firm. For 21 years, Gold paid for full medical coverage for her 10 employees and their dependents, despite painful annual increases. Then last year, her carrier went out of business, and she reached the breaking point.
The size of the company really limited our options. And we were looking at 40% medical cost increases, which we could not afford.
Gold eventually cut back on coverage, requiring her employees to pick up the expense of insuring their families. Now Gold faces another tough choice. Business is picking up. Soon she could have more work than she can handle.
We're certainly seeing a lot more inquiries, making a lot more presentations, submitting a lot more proposals, and I think that increased interest in marketing are really picking up.
Gold needs a new sales and marketing person. She's been interviewing strong candidates, but she's not ready to commit, citing health insurance as the chief reason why she'll stick with an independent contractor for now. Economist Bruce Kassman with J.P. Morgan Chase says a lot of employers are in a similar bind. He sees no easy solution to rising health care costs.
This is not a problem that's going to go away very quickly, and it is going to be an obstacle to get over to get the hiring process really getting back to something normal.
The job market news isn't entirely bad. The number of Americans filing initial unemployment claims fell last week, an indication that the pace of layoffs has slowed. And in September, the economy did add a modest number of jobs, 57,000. So perhaps the tide is turning. But until employers get back to normal hiring, it'll be hard for the economy to sustain a real turnaround. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.